right now. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. Pat's not there. This is amazing. Let's see what happens. Oh, goodness gracious. Do you ever have one of those? And now, you see, I've cut out of Skype and it still says it's going. Pretty amazing. Going to try it one more way here. What a discombobulated day. All right. See if I can get a hold of Pat on the phone. Let's see what happens here.
Hi, Marshall.
I have no idea what's going on with my computer, Pat.
Yeah, I tried ringing you, won't ring.
And what happened when you tried ringing me?
What will not ring?
Yeah. I got a feeling my computer at home reset. And if it did that, because I have a Skype account, it'll come up. And I bet you it was trying to go to my home computer.
Uh-huh.
And when I was trying to reach you, my home computer was still getting in the way. So we'll do it the old way this morning.
Okie dokie.
All right, Pat. Hey, nice day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful day again today. Continued sunny in the low 60s, and tonight clear mid-30s. Now, tomorrow, clouds come in, and I think we're going to be adding showers sometime in the afternoon. And the highs will be near 60. Then on Thursday, if there is a shower in the morning, we'll have some sunshine, and it'll go to 65 to 70. And until that Friday, maybe an early shower, then some sunshine but windy, and the high is Friday 65 to 70. Preliminary outlook for the weekend, Saturday looks good, sunny, and we'll probably be in the 50s, so a little cooler, and then Sunday will be cloudy with more showers. So look at it this way. It could be snow at this time of the year, and it's not, so we'll take the showers and like it.
I think about 3 years ago, it's either 3 or 4 years ago, a couple of days ago, I think we had like 20-some inches of snow, like 3 or 4 years ago on this date.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Not this
date,
but like a couple of days ago, probably like 2 or 3, because it popped up on my Facebook page saying, here's a memory from boom, 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 boom.
I got you. Okay.
So,
well, thank goodness we don't have that in the cards, at least through the weekend. So I never count anything in March after 5 days because it could change. But I do have some news for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Not that they care, but news for me specifically. The National Weather Service has done a major upgrade to the Global Forecast System, which is the GFS computer model, and it's been extensive. This is going to allow for better hurricane forecast. It's going to allow for more local snow forecast and also help a better chance of thunderstorm activity to forecast and rainfall. So looking forward to see how those improvements react on the forecast.
Was this a plan change?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever.
All I know is that the change has been made. And they announced it. I mean, there's like 8 pages of things that they changed and tweaked and stuff like that. So they put a lot of money into it, and let's hope it pays off.
Let's hope so.
From what I hear from some people, it has been actually outsmarting the euro.
Wow.
How about that? So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. Also, I didn't know if you heard this. First of all, a part of Trump's resort in Florida is now under COVID.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
You heard that? Did you hear about the invasion of iguanas in Florida?
Yep.
In your toilets?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm thinking of you, Marshall. What would Marshall say if he went into the bathroom and just to wash your hands and you happen to look into the bowl and you saw an iguana in there?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't?
I'd find some sort of I've got those strainers in my kitchen, okay? So I'd go in there. What I'd do is I'd pick a pair of tongs, I'd pick it up, I'd put it in one of the strainers, and I'd take it outside. It's not like a bee or anything. You know, it's not like a scorpion.
Okay, Marshall.
Yeah.
But let's just go one step further. What if it wasn't there when you went into the bathroom and you had to use the bathroom, and then it appeared?
I feel sorry for it. Because that iguana's never seen anything like what happened, I can tell you right now.
These are just things that make me dislike that state more and more and more.
That iguana would think that a comet had just hit the Earth and ended all life. I feel sorry for the iguana. If you don't like that, how about those big spiders that are in Australia that are just huge and they like to hang out in toilets?
I haven't heard about that.
Oh yeah, Google it.
I'm not afraid of spiders.
Oh, you'd be afraid of this if you sat down and this thing started crawling up in between your legs. You believe you me, you jump.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what could they do about that? Anything?
No. No, nothing at all. It's just like living where you live. It's like, you know, if you've got bees, if you've got hurricanes, if you've got thunderstorms, if you've got tornadoes,
right.
You know, yeah. Bears, you know, it's where you live.
Wow.
Love where you live. Well, anyway. Well, you know.
Love where you live.
So then we basically have this week, starting with Saturday, and it's just been a beautiful spring week.
Pretty much so. I mean, we do have the showers coming in tomorrow, and there's one or two around early Friday. But aside from that, the next chance of showers will be on Sunday.
Hey, I can deal with it. Is the breeze on Friday going to be a warm breeze or a chilly one?
On Friday?
Yeah.
It'll be a warm breeze, but it's going to be really windy.
No, that's okay. As long as it's warm, I don't care.
Yeah, it'll be 65 to 70, but that wind will be blowing, I would think, 20 to 30 miles an hour in gust.
Now, you know what? Get out there with your sailboats on the lakes. That's what I say. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow, and hopefully Skype will work better.
Well, I hope so. And in the meantime, enjoy the day.
Oh, no doubt about it. Back on the porch again for at least an hour this afternoon.
There you go. Good thing.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.